And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, we're back. Now we're back on track. We have fan issues there. We had something hacked in the server. Michael Maloney again. We were on the stream, but if you're listening, to us on the fan. Mike Maloney's our guest. He is one of the most extraordinary people you will ever meet in the fishing world. So stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin, and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk. I've got sounding great on my end here, at least audio wise. And man, hats off. That was a lot of engineering button pushing there on your part, Pete. Yeah, nice job getting us up and running here.
But we'll see. But it sounds good on your end.
That's it. I got audio in my headphones, and I did a little bit ago. And,
we've been
having fun talking with Michael. We, for those that didn't join us on the fan this morning, kind of got things a little started in a little crazy technical morning. And it's fairly tough to get things started, but very, very nice job at least getting us to this point.
Yeah, so Kyle's in the studio. We have JR. And it sounds like we're doing okay, but it's still real low audio on their end. But I think if at this point, what I would do is get on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah.
And the Let's Talk Hookup app is free. If you haven't downloaded it, now would be a good time to do that. And we'll see what happens. And also, the other thing you could do is get on YouTube and Facebook, because that seems to be working just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody hacked us there.
That was a wild one, New, we've always joked, and everybody's been along, everybody in the Let's Talk Hookup family's been around for the ride of all the technical stuff going on here and there, and this was a new one. Everything was set up exactly the same for the last show, and you get in to go do it again, and there's something different. Throws another wrench at you.
Yeah, so we were talking to Michael and all his amazing experiences. So for some reason our mics are super low. We only seem to have like one mic going on here, but we'll see if we can solve this issue too. But Michael, Who have you taught casting to in this world? Some of the pretty famous people.
You know what? I have. And as I may have mentioned to Rick, I usually don't talk about who they are because sometimes people come and they don't want to be identified. Because also if they're in the profession, somebody might say, why is he going to Michael for a lesson? And that may show a weakness. Not a weakness at all. They just want to be more professional. So I keep it pretty quiet. And there's a lot of interesting people. I mean, I've taught people in Watson. I've taught politicians and I've taught corporate heads. So you just help people out and you just move on. You don't get impressed with who you're teaching.
Right.
But it's always interesting. I was always impressed to help kids, and I was always impressed when professional people started coming to me quietly. So, you know, just a lot of different people, Pete, you know, that's basically it. But from every walk of life, somebody sent me a picture the other day of a nice young 5-year-old girl. I was doing a casting clinic up in Central California, and this little girl's looking at me, and so I looked at folks, and I said, would she like to try? And she came over, and I gave her the rod. I helped her carry it, and, you know, she's just banging against the bottom, and the parents are kind of freaking out. And I said, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just a rod and a reel, and she's having a ball, and if she happens to remember this or if she wants to do it, better for us.
This is
going to
be buried down there somewhere.
It is. Yeah. It is. And so, you know, how lucky am I? And Lefty, who people may remember, Lefty Cray, I think probably the most famous fly fisherman in the world, once politely said, he was asked about children. He said, there's a guy on the West Coast that just drives me crazy. And, of course, Lefty and I were good friends. And he said, but Michael Maloney's probably taught more kids. Michael grew up with some issues as children. And so he loves to spend time with kids. Yeah. And so Michael's probably taught thousands. He's done lots of adults, but he loves kids. We teach at hospitals and so forth and so forth. But, yeah, lots of different people. But it's helping people. It's like somebody said, can you teach me how to fish? I said, I can. But why don't we get through the casting first? Yeah. Cast, it'll make everything easier.
I just got to do an amazing trip with my wife. We got to go to the Katmai Wilderness Lodge and have an amazing fishing trip. And we had a fantastic guy. Dallas and I both really enjoy fly casting. Neither of us are even close to an expert level, but we like it. We like it a lot. The artistry of it, the fishing, the fun. And our guide was very fun and a great teacher. And he was just so big on the same thing. Dallas is really good at remembering small fundamentals. She doesn't cast without mending line and thinking about it, needing to be told. And he kept saying how you know, those little things, like if you can just have all the steps, she's a better learner than I am. You know, there is no question about it.
Women are better learners, right?
They are,
Michael.
They are.
Are they easier to teach?
They are, but there's a reason why. You know, you say that to a group of men or a bunch of guides, you know, and I was one of the few people who taught experienced guides about better business issues, communication, how to rebook, marketing 101. But women, as a general rule, listen better. They have better muscle control. They don't overpower the rod, et cetera, et cetera. And I always say if a woman wants to learn all on her own, not being pushed by a boyfriend or a girl, you know, she's going to smoke you on the river or on the flats. It's just they really enjoy it. But, yeah, they're inherently better. Men, we just want to overpower things. And you can tell real quickly if a rod doesn't like what you're doing. I mean, I tell more people, you open up your eyes and look what the loop is doing. If you're not reading the loop, you're not practicing. So a lot of guys just want to power it out there. A real famous guy was chasing an IGFA, and he said, can I have a little help? And so I said, you know, I really don't do this. You've got enough world records. It's not my sonora. I said, just help me. So anyway, he had this nice, moderate cast. And the final cast was he overpowered it, opened up the loop, absolutely went nowhere. And I said, what are you doing?
Yeah, you had it.
I was helping it. I said, don't do that. I said, let it go, the one cast before you want to go. And it would just sail out. But he'd been in the business for a long time. And so, you know, basic casting. Yeah.
So there's a guy on the line that wants to harass you.
No. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're in trouble.
His name's Greg Stotesbury. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Greg is calling us. He's in either still at or en route back from Pyramid Lake, right?
Yeah, we're sitting here in the camper at Pyramid Lake this morning, just getting ready to pack the gear up. We took a beating here for 3 days, lots of wind, lots of rain. We caught some beautiful fish, caught fish up to 18 pounds, but the weather was gnarly, to say the least.
Really? Wow. Which is a pretty much most of the time.
I was
going to
say
gnarly there.
Lots of wind and lots of rain at Pyramid. Doesn't that equal a nice day?
Yeah, it was pretty nautical, wow. Rick. It was tough, but Michael, you would have loved it. It was blowing, 15 to 20 in the middle of the lake with 3 to 4 footers that are breaking. And,
nice.
It was difficult, but hey, I fun to hear you on the show there, Michael. And I know that I sure value our friendship and all the help you've given me over the years with all kinds of issues, but mostly with my casting, which I'm still working on. I think we're all working on our casting all the time, but sure appreciate all the knowledge that you've given me over the years.
Oh, thank you very much. And how's Vivian doing?
She's doing great. Yeah, everyone's good. She's down in California, and we're getting ready to leave here. We're going to leave Pyramid here and then continue on up to Boise and do some smallmouth fishing up in the Snake River with a friend of ours up there. So the adventure continues.
Nice. You and Chris Scott, which is great. And so did you get the fish every day?
Yeah, we caught fish every day, Pete. We caught the big cutthroat every single day. There was of course, a lot more pilots or a lot more summits than pilots, pilots being the larger ones and the summits being the smaller ones. So there was plenty of action, but because of the radical changes in the pressure, the fish would go on and off the bite. And I mean, it would shut off like a light switch, zero bites, and then the fish would turn back on and it'd be pretty steady fishing. But it was super challenging, trying to fish the points and the outside reefs where most of the bait was, because we had, howling winds and, we're trying to spot lock on the troll motor, and my boat and most of the boats just really struggle on the troll motor when the wind's blowing, 15.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sucks. Well, if it sounds like you caught some fish, and Chris, you said Chris got an 18, which is that's a pretty nice trout.
Yeah, I'd say
really
so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really
and
nice.
So back to Michael's, Greg, what has he taught you? What kind of little step can you pass along that he said helped you in your cast?
Well, he's a man of few words. So you sometimes kind of have to draw it out of him. And I say that very facetiously. But Michael has helped me mostly with the overpowering the cast, I think, really rings a bell with me. Because in fly fishing, it truly is the harder you try, the worse you do. The less you seem to accomplish. And so over the years, the lessons he's given me and the help that he's given me with loop control and not overpowering the rod has helped a lot. Lots of life lessons that go along with that. So it's been a great friendship and a lot of fun having Michael instruct me and try to get me beyond the sea level of being able to cast a fly rod.
Thank you, Greg.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, Greg, thanks for giving us a call and giving us the Pyramid Report and giving a little harassment to Michael.
Thank you, Greg. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah. And please say hi to Chris and Jimmy and Hanson and the whole group up there, and say hi, and hope you guys have a safe trip home or back up to Idaho to go catch some smallmouth.
And enjoy thawing out.
Yeah, definitely. Travel
safe.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. See you, buddy.
Thanks for the call. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Greg Stotesbury, who now lives in Helena, Montana, and he is kind of a transplant from a saltwater guy to a freshwater guy. I fish with him many times up in Montana, and he's getting good.
He is.
But I'll tell you what, our buddy Chris Scott is a master. That guy is so dialed in up there.
Nice.
And it's, this is my new challenge, is trying to figure that whole thing out up there. And not only just the fly cast, but what bugs to use and such like that, and when to be where and such. It's an art. Just like any other kind of fishing. And it's totally different than anything I've done. I've been fishing all my life, and it's like starting over.
You know, it is, but, let me run something by you real quick. I have a tendency, maybe because I'm just not that smart, to make things really simple. So when I grew up, I started at 6 years old because I wasn't allowed to do certain things because of a medical issue. So I learned to fly fish. I liked it a lot. But one of the things is you're surrounded by somebody talking about flies in Latin, or you're talking about loads or arcs. I'm going, this doesn't work for me. Yeah. However, 6 year or 7 year old talks. And one day I'm with one of my grandparents, good friends, who was a world class tyer, Billy McCormick, a wonderful farmer. And anyway, she took me along. He said, what bug are you using? And I said, this. Well, look what's on the water. And I said, if this is on the water and they're coming up and hitting that, and I have something that looks like it in my fly box, haven't I just matched the hatch? well, somebody's talking this or that or complicated stuff. I said, or I'll pull a nymph out of under a rock, and if I got something that looks like it, I've matched the hatch. I don't need to learn. I'm not saying you shouldn't learn, but what I'm saying is, I've always, as my father said, he always distills things down to the simplest things because it's the easiest. And maybe I was inherently lazy, but matching the hatch gets complicated for people. But it's not. You know, everybody says you should learn this, learn this, learn this, but you don't have to. And like a cast is really simple. You don't have to think about a million things between. The biggest thing is, this sounds really stupid, is that you have to practice. And, you know, something really unusual. A guy 30 years ago, big lodge owner in Montana, called me up and said, what you do for corporations solve problems, would you come and do for my 18 guides? And I'm thinking, these are all senior guides. I said, what am I walking? Nobody ever asked me to do that. So we go. I get a great introduction. He simply told his guys, I'm paying for your time. He's not here to tell you how to cast. He's here to help you with business or rebooking or. And so we talk about this. He said, and if you want to help with any type of cast, ask him. It was so nice because I at first was a little paranoid. He said he doesn't care about fishing, but he's caught more fish than anybody. He just wants to help you be a better person. By the end of the day, and it was a full day, they asked him, when can we have Michael back, which was the nicest pat on the back in the world. Because a lot of Montana guides who are seasoned guides are, you know, are seasoned guys.
Yes.
I don't need to say anything about it. That's right.
You can't tell them anything.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Yeah, no, that's cool. How do we relate that to saltwater? I mean, how does it differ in saltwater?
Saltwater's, so, super quick. So my other grandfather took me down because I had a friend in Biscayne Bay. So he said, we're going to go fly fishing. And so my grandfather, that grandfather doesn't fly fish or hunt. So I thought we're fishing for trout. Well, we go to Biscayne Bay, and I said, this is the ocean in front of me. So I look at his friend. I said, you have trout out there? He said, no, we're saltwater fly fishing. He said, do you know any of the fish? I said, no. We've got tarpon. We've got permit bonefish. I'm 11 years old. So first thing out of his mouth was, how's your cast? I hear it's good. I said, it's good. Do you know how to cast in the wind? I said, well, when we go up to Mammoth, everybody takes a nap. And I said, it can't be that difficult. So in less than 10 minutes, because my cast was decent, not great, he taught me how to cast in the wind, all four angles. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He said, Michael, it's just that simple. That day I went out and caught my first tarpon. I'm 11 years old. I got a 35-pound tarpon.
How do you cast in the wind?
This is, okay. So
I wish the camera could have zoomed in to see Michael's eyes open up an extra 2.5 times. Like, oh, let me tell you there, buddy.
If you're casting into the wind, you have a narrow loop, all right? You've got to have loop control. If you don't have loop control, you've got to work on that first. But I also angle slightly down because if you angle straight out, the wind's going to blow it apart.
You mean over your head, more
well, like this, but you have a really tight, narrow loop.
Right.
You know, most people know that. And you angle it slightly down towards the water.
Toward the water.
And you want to get that fly close to the water. And go, what if you splash the water? I said, it's blowing 15 to 20 knots. They won't notice. And if you're off, and as you rotate, if the wind's coming from your back, you have a tight loop into your back cast, and you can either do a tight loop cast going forward, or open up the loop and let the wind take it. And from one side or to the other, you're just compensating with, it's just really simple. I cannot tell you. I'm absolutely blown away. Lefty asked me once, he said, you're a little crazy. Yeah, you're a little crazy. I said, what's your point? I said, what's the strongest wind you've ever been out in the flats? Just to fool around, Michael, because I know you're not fishing. You're just fooling around casting. I said, you know, 20, 25 knots.
Whoa.
He said, but it's good practice. And I said, so I would always do extreme things. So when we started going after big saltwater fish, you know, we're using 750 grain lines, and we even created our own 1,000 grain lines. I mean, that's crazy stuff. 13, 14, 15 weights. I mean,
wow.
Nobody told me I couldn't do these things. And because I was this island, I practiced myself. I didn't know there was a professional world till years later. So I had a chance to do crazy stuff because I wanted to chase bigger fish. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Yeah, a lot to talk about here with Mr. Michael Maloney.
So much fun stuff to cover. Going to be a great show, great story. And we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on the fan this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833 833- 888-288-0973. Kyle is standing by at the fan to take your phone call again, 833-288-0973. In addition to that, you can text the show. The text the show is so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to text in your questions to the show this morning, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup, as you certainly could have heard from the first few minutes there this morning. Let's Talk Hookup app. And all of the great shows are always archived. Adam does such a great job archiving all the past shows. If you missed last weekend, all the fun we had, you can check into that Let's Talk Hookup app and catch it up. You can listen on your ride home. And again, it's the only way to text in your questions to Michael. When you do text a question, and make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because we are giving away a great prize to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today, and that's going to be decided by the coin flip. As always, we'll have Michael flip the coin.
Cheer Krishlo, who's joined us. He's joined us in the studio here. Very accomplished. He's got a fashion.
Oh, looking good.
Check
here.
Him out.
Nice.
He's got that. He's displaying them there.
So that is a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. This is the Blackfin Pro. So that is my fishing pair of glasses. I have two that I wear. I wear the Spiro XL every single day, and then my glasses that are on the boat are that exact pair, a Blackfin Pro.
Oh, for Michael's going to put them on too.
For me, that's the right blend of wraparound, but still a big lens. It's very comfortable on my face. That's the Pro Series, which has an adjustable nose piece. So you can kind of tailor to fit about everybody. I really, really like them. It's a Blackfin Pro by Costa. That particular pair we're giving away is a black frame with a blue 580 mirror glass. It's just an awesome pair of shades for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get your chance to win that prize, or let's face it, much better yet, your opportunity to talk to Michael, 833-288-0973 is how we do it. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and thanks to Pete, 97.3 The Fan.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit promarihe.com to gear up today.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, Mustad, Penn, Bajio, MC Swimbaits, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, you weren't kidding when you said this guy's got some amazing stories and has done some amazing fun. Yeah, no doubt about that, buddy, for sure.
I mean, I've known Michael for how long?
A long time.
A long time. Great callers calling in. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. We've had some very patient people waiting. We're going to start this morning with John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
I wanted to see and hear about what kind of fly fishing opportunities might be in and around San Diego.
Well, first of all, you've got two fly fishing clubs, you know, John, that you can look into. And most of the, there's a lot of surf fishing, fly fishing here for perch, corbina, whatever. But one of the greatest assets are these two clubs, and you want to try and find them and visit them. The other
San Diego Fly Fishers is great people. They every, I think it's either Saturday or Sunday, they teach for free out at Lake Murray.
And
the other thing, too, just a little local knowledge here for him, is Stroud's Tackle on Marina, right off of Marina Boulevard there. Rick, who took over the shop from the Strouds, who passed away, is a great guy, and he's kind of the focal point for the San Diego fly fishers.
Nice.
And so take a pay a visit to Stroud's Tackle. It is the smallest, most complete fly fishing tackle store you will ever go into because he's got everything in there. And it's a little tiny space.
John, do you fly fish now?
I've done it a few times, but very infrequently.
Okay. You know, I always mention this. Do me a favor. When you have a chance, go to YouTube, something comparable, search engine, and I want you to look up a Belgian cast, B-E-L-G-I-A-N, Belgian cast. You know, typical fly fishing is, you know, you throw the line back, you pause, you go forward, pause, etc. A Belgian cast is a tension cast where when you go back, you actually just slow up, and then on the forward, you slow up, too, to allow a weighted fly. You know, if you had a pause with a typical weighted fly, it's going to hit the ground or hit in front of you. So a Belgian cast will allow you to cast anything. In fact, as I told somebody years ago, whether I'm fishing with a 24 fly or a 4-aught marlin fly, a Belgian cast will deliver it. So look that up because that will help you immensely. Most surfing surf lines, depending on what surf is running, is usually 300 to 350 grain for an 8-weight. So, but there's lots of opportunities. But do go talk to those fly fishing clubs, John, because they're a fabulous resource. And you can probably hook up with a lot of people who already do it and hang out with them.
Is it, if you were wanting to break into surf fishing, because I'm with you, what a great thing to do. Lots of bites, lots of opportunities. Cool way to spend an hour or two after work. Let the traffic die down. Go catch a couple fish before you drive home. What is the right rod and reel weight wise to buy to you know that would present a fly a casting with? What's the right weight size for fish and surf? Would you say
an eight weight, and then you know you don't have to spend a lot of money. That's the other big thing. People, it was always expensive, and now a lot of the major manufacturers have combinations, and just look for an 8-weight, and they'll have a combination, you know, rod that or reel that will go with the appropriate fly line. But
what's more important in saltwater if you're fly casting, the reel or the rod?
Well, that's a loaded question. But if I had to pick a thing, I'm always going to take the reel for the drag system. But
what about in freshwater?
You know what? The rod.
The rod.
Because it's not that you can't get big trout, but you can. There's a drag system you can create with your own hand without burning it. But one thing you want with a saltwater reel is if you run into something big, and you can't handle it with your line as the line goes through your fingers and fries them, you want something to handle of the drag system. So the drag system is really important.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, total. Absolutely. You have a good text, huh?
I thought so. So I'll pull it right back up.
Lots of good texts. Thanks for the text. And, of course, you can only text the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
It says, hey, Michael, I'm new to fly fishing, really eager to learn to target corbina on the fly. Do you have any trips for corbina specifically for getting them to commit? I'd also love some advice on the best flies to use, leader size, and any tips you can give me on casting in the surf would be greatly appreciated. That's from Jake in Carlsbad.
Okay, well, first of all, I am not even remotely closely an expert on this at all because I was chasing kind of stranger things, but I have a bunch of friends up in South Bay, and I guarantee you the people in San Diego, again, going back to the two clubs who you want to find, is that, you know, casting for corbina is in really, really shallow water on incoming. So you're casting in a few inches of water. So what you want to learn to do is cast delicately and accurately on these incoming fish because they're just looking for bait. And, you know, whether it's a shrimp pattern or a simple crab pattern, you know, the local clubs could tell you what to do. But your casting comes into play because it's almost like the analogy would be fishing with a spring creek with a trout rod, really fine, sensitive casting. You don't power it out there. You don't pound the water because
and you don't have to go far.
No, they're coming in close. And so, yeah, that's it. So it practice your casting, but it's easy stuff. And you want to know the local club will tell you when the fish are usually running. But, you know, it's a big deal to catch those fish for the guys who do it. I've got a lot of friends, whether Jim Solomon, Al Q, whatever, they live on this stuff, and they always invite me down. But every time I would see, look at surf, I'd say, I want to go surfing. I don't want to.
Yeah. You know? And I'll tell you what, Carlsbad, I used to live in Carlsbad and fish in the surf a lot.
Yeah.
That's a mecca for Corbina.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a good spot. And like Michael says, again, I'm going to refer you over to Strouds and Rick over there.
Good.
Because he's kind of, you go in there and they're talking Corbina most of the time.
Right.
That's their thing.
That's right.
Right. A little bit of trout and a lot of Corbina. But he'll refer you to the right flies, the right gear, and also hook you up with the right guys in the club that would pick you up.
Right. That's the best advice we've got for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks a lot. I have another great text here, too. Let me bring it up here. And again, thanks for all the texts on our Let's Talk Hookup app. It says, it's from Matt, and he's in L.A. somewhere. Morning, guys. Great show. Question for Michael. Is the pendulum cast the most effective cast for surface iron? Well, we wouldn't know what surface iron casting is.
No.
Yeah. But is there a pendulum cast in fly fishing? And would it relate, the reason I read that, would a cast on a fly rod relate to a conventional rod?
Well, first of all, I'm not familiar with the word pendulum. It may be one of the many. Somebody asked me once, do you know all these different casts? I said, no, I just know how to get a fly here. Oh, we call that this, we call that. So years and years ago, I didn't know, so I apologize for not knowing that. You know, and the pendulum, I wish somebody would come and explain it to me, and they go, oh, I know that cast. I just call it something else. So, you know, it just depends on the conditions, I think. And the one thing I've always tried to tell people is that you can tell me something or question me, but then when I see you do something or a condition, I'll say, you know, you may want to use this particular cast versus another. So it would be great also if you would send in another text if it's an underhand or if it's like a Belgian cast.
So it's two completely different motions.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
You know, okay. And again, when people were asking me about, I had a guy stop me at one of my favorite dinners in Marathon, and he came up and asked a question, do you know this cast? I said, I don't know that name. I said, describe the cast. I said, oh, that's what this is. Because if you've been fishing for now 69 years, they put names on things. Well, yeah. I'm not interested. I'm just getting, am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it becomes too complicated.
No, I'm just trying to see if there, the reason I read that is are there any relations between casting a conventional rod versus a fly rod?
You know, most conventional, as you know, has something to do with weight. It's not that you can't fly line a bait.
Yeah.
But no, also just the way the rods handle are totally, they're very different, even though a rod is a rod.
Right.
But you always have weight. And then, of course, you have monofilament, which has no weight. Of course, fly fishing exists because there's weighted line.
Right.
It's not a lot. So you're really casting the weight of the fly line, and you're hoping that that fly line takes the fly for a ride.
Right.
It's not – you never focus on the fly if you're really good. You focus on doing a nice loop and letting that take the fly with you.
So you're casting the line, not the lure.
That's correct in fly fishing.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. We're going to be checking in with Catch Reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. Saturday, November 1st.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook. What a fun time this has been already this morning, having fun hanging and talking with Michael and talking fishing and talking story. And boy, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time to start our catch report. We got the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, is standing by this morning. That report is brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli, they've got beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, along with an East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. They're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info on all those. And we got them. Marcos is standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
We're rolling into October now, and still some good fishing in there. A little tough over the last couple of days. Some weather offshore there, but sounds like it's coming down a bit. Got a few boats out there looking around. But throughout the week there, the other big change we had was once October hit, the shallow water rockfish kind of is out the door now for a bit there. New seafood on the top days looking around, finding some bonito, calico bass, a little bit of sand bass, ocean whitefish, sheephead. It's the kind of thing we've been seeing, just minus that rockfish. I know they had one halibut earlier in the week, too. And at some point here, they'll probably switch to some of that deeper fishing. But right now, still some good local fishing there. The full days, probably a little one of the tougher trips we've had over the last week or so there. A little bit of yellowtail, bonita, other bottom fish fishing islands. Offshore, picking away at that bluefin, but it's kind of a little tough there. So they're trying to, you know, we've got a couple trips down to the islands today. We'll see how they do there. Offshore, still plenty of bluefin. Nice mix of fish there from, you know, those lighter 15, 20 pound up to, I think, about 120 pounder in the mix there. Some yellowfin, yellowtail. Good fishing overall. Like I said, we're getting into October here, and fishing is still rolling along. Once that weather calms down, once things settle back down there, I'm sure we're going to keep catching fish for a bit here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got those half days up there, the full days on the San Diego and the Sea Watch. Got those one days, day and a half, some few longer trips in the mix there. See that full schedule online, make reservations online. Just call at the office if you have any questions or just want to talk to someone in person, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us, say hi, get your gear all cleaned up, get some gear for the, you know, rest of the season here, and make a reservation, get out on the boat there.
We'll take that, man. Slide in, get a little Charlie's Landing, get a burger, see the boys in the shop, get dialed in, and then go do some fishing, Marcos. A great report. We'll get through this little bit of weather, get right back on them, and appreciate a great wrap-up as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. You know, CalStar is sponsoring. There's two great CCA events coming up. Next Saturday, the 11th, the L.A. South Chapter has a great barbecue luncheon at the Compton Rod and Gun Club. And CalStar is the lead sponsor of it. They're going to give away a couple of pairs of tickets to the event on the show today.
All right.
So thanks to Chris over there, and it's great. So on that event and all CCA events, just go to ccacalifornia.org and go to the events page, and it gives you complete details. You can buy tickets there, the whole deal. But we're going to give away a couple of tickets today to one lucky caller or texter in addition to that pair of Costa sunglasses.
Well, and how fun to get to go and, you know, see not only just a great event, and, you know that when you're going, you support, your money's going to a great cause to CCA Keep Us Fishing. But with CalStar being the lead sponsor, I'm sure you'll get a chance to pick the brain of, you know, Chris or John or anybody that's a representative from CalStar there, talk gear, talk fishing, and obviously have a killer barbecue lunch while you're at it.
And I'll bet they'll be giving away some great CalStar.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
The other event that's coming up, and you can go compete with the world-famous sports barber at Dana Point there, Alex Renza Paris, because he came in second place in the golf tournament last year. So CCA Golf Tournament for the Orange County Chapter is October 24th at the Costa Mesa Country Club. Again, ccacalifornia.org, hit the events tab, and you can either go to the event next Saturday, sponsored by CalStar, at the Compton Rod and Gun Club, or to the golf tournament. Sign up both those, and of course, all of those events support our right to go fishing.
Yep,
very,
well said.
Very important.
Hey, I just had a fun one that I had written down as a note, and I just thought it was fun. And you were in it. It came back again when you were asking if there was a difference, you know, a similarities between surface iron casting and Michael casting the fly rod. And one of the things that I thought about so much was when you were talking about Montana being so important to know what bug, and you know, these guys are entomologists knowing what every little insect is that runs on the ground. And Michael was just saying, well, you got to cast, you got to put it where it is. And it was one of the first things I thought about was surface iron fishing. And people come into the store all the time wanting to be more proficient at it. And, you know, guys will just harp on this jig swims this way or that way, or this jig doesn't swim as good as the other. If you don't put the lure where it needs to be, that's, you know, on the 10 things that are the most important, that's 1 through 7 of them is casting it where it needs to be. And I feel like fly casting is so the same way. Like you can be the bug guy and know that this is the emerging bug that's going to hatch in a couple hours when the sun starts to go down. But if you don't put it where it needs to be, that doesn't do you any good. And I think surface iron is so that same way too. Like you can get wrapped up over having the right jig and the right color and the right speed and all this, but if you don't have your eyes watching and you see that this bird kind of twitched and dipped down this way and there's a fish over there and you don't cast to where that is, none of the other stuff is going to do a bit of it. And that's why a guy like Michael's so important, because the cast is the most important part. You got to put it where they're at or nothing else matters.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, Michael, is you're teaching people that have fly casted for decades.
Yeah.
And you're helping them.
Yeah.
Right?
I am.
Like, I've been fly casting for decades. I still don't know anything. We're going to go get a casting lesson after the show today. One of the things I see a lot when I'm casting with novice fly casters is they want to throw way more line than they should.
Yeah.
Is that? Tell me about that.
It's normal. Before I forget and answer your question, and I will, the gentleman who texted in about the pendulum cast, I looked it up. Yeah. You know, when you've been fly fishing for 69 years, we didn't have those names, but obviously, you know what the pendulum cast is, and I'll tell you an offshoot of the pendulum cast. A very quick story. I was fishing with Flip Pallet on the Indian River, and there were some fish in tight in these little particular groves. And I said, I can get my fly in there. And there was a low overhanging branch, and Flip says, isn't going to happen. I said, check this out. So I did a side cast, and I actually did a tailing loop, which most people who fly fish know what that is. And it rotated around the tail and went right in where it was. Got the fish, actually pulled it out. But so I used to use kind of a tailing loop with a weighted fly because it would rotate in low. But what you've got to do also is make sure the pendulum is a really, really good cast. And thanks for educating me again on that.
Yes.
Power application. A really fabulous professional, wonderful person, called over his son once and said, I want you to watch Michael cast. And his son was a world-class caster and said, Michael, waste no energy. Now, this guy knew exactly how to cast, but when you're young, sometimes you just want to throw more line than you do, and it's not necessary. I tell people to throw a little more line if they're not good with their accuracy. If they're bone fishing for something and they see a bonefish cruising from left to right or right to left, I said, and it's like 40 or 50 feet away, if you can throw 60 feet away, throw 60 feet. It'll look terrible, but strip it back in 10 feet so you'll intersect the fish. But most people naturally put too much. They don't have a good judge of they don't have a good vision of distance. And when you're practicing, I used to tell people, I used to go out and mark my distances in the early years to know how far what was what. Because when somebody says 50 feet, you know, I want 50 feet and I can put it 50 feet. So people naturally do it. They want to overcompensate. Does that answer
yes.
your question?
Yeah, but in salt water, do you need a longer cast than in freshwater?
No, that's not always true. Somebody asked me that question, and we were talking amongst a nice little group, and I said, what's the average cast? And I said, longest cast is 50 feet. It's not that, and even in wind, if we have a windy condition, I told somebody, if you can cast 50 feet in any type of condition, wind or not, you've had a great career. Mm-hmm. So I've had tarpon roll right up to me that I've caught. But I'd say the average cast is between 40 and 60 feet for tarpon. Now, have I cast farther? Yeah, I have. But if you can do that, you know, yeah, it's further than trout.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. So it's easy to do. You've just got to go practice that casting, because when people start to go out of their comfort zone, if you're a trout fisherman, once they start to try and cast farther, their loops start to go haywire. There's no discipline. And so it's just as easy to learn as the trout cast, but you've got to learn to pause longer, have a longer stroke, et cetera.
Okay. And the proper equipment, the line and the lure, or line and the rod?
Yeah, it really is. And I used to wrap rods when we were making changes in life when we had our first child. Anyway, I told somebody who wanted me to wrap a particular blank. I said, great blank, not going to wrap it for you. It's the wrong blank the way you apply power. He goes, what do you mean? I said, look, I'll wrap you this particular blank. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. I'll wrap you what you want. Well, all of a sudden, he's got the rod that I wrapped for him. He goes, oh, my God, it's like I have an extension of my...
I love that.
Get the right rod.
Yeah, I love that.
It's both saltwater and
right.
freshwater
yeah.
fishing, conventional. Or
that's what I feel. I mean, like, the parallels are closer than we all think. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. Another full hour you'll be joining us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. We say goodbye to the boys and the fan. We got another full hour coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, on that Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems, not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, AdventureandCamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO. Save huge on AFTCO Psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFTCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFTCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFTCO.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?